Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, my name is Mike, and today's show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. It's quite simply the best way to support this show. If you need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it, please.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Indeed it is, the Mike O'Mara Show, here to turn your good Friday into a great Friday. Ooh. And we have an exclusive interview right now. Oscar will be joining us in a moment. Right now he's finishing up his sunrise service. But as we prepare for one of the holiest weekends of the year, mm-hmm. we don't want to take away from the fun part of Easter.
In your Easter bonnet.
And as we endeavor to bring you more interviews on the Mike O'Mara Show, please a warm welcome for the Easter Bunny.
You'll be the grandest lady.
Hi, Bunny.
In the Easter.
Is this on?
This is on.
Hello.
Hi, Bunny.
Well, hello.
I'd like to, I'd say this is probably a very valid day for a youth streamer to check out our show because we are actually seeing the Bunny on our screen.
The Bunny is in studio.
The Bunny is in studio. Hi, Bunny.
Hello. What a wonderful weekend it is.
Thank you for taking the time to speak with us on this, which is probably your busiest weekend.
It's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to join disc jockeys for a little Easter fun.
As you do this junket. Hey, is this your busiest weekend?
Oh, my word, yes. I have egg rolls and Easter egg hunts, and I visit various churches and carnivals. It's a wonderful time of year.
Hey, when you announce an egg roll is going to be at a church, do you ever show up and see a lot of disappointed Asian people because they think you're going to be serving appetizers?
Well, wasn't that racist? Wasn't that just spectacular?
Terrible.
I think you're going to have to write a letter of apology, you bigoted bastard.
You're just having sport.
Easter Bunny.
So walk me through your weekend. I know you're doing a lot of press today.
Oh, I just love when I go to various bookstores and read children's stories like The Runaway Bunny.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then I tell the story of the Easter Bunny. And then I stand out front in my furry costume, and I hope that it's not too warm, because it can get very hot when I'm wearing these vests, you see, these vestments.
Are you on a bicycle? Lovely.
Yes, I am. I'm on a bicycle right now.
I didn't realize that. You're actually on a small...
My handler is...
More of a tricycle.
Yeah,
my handler is handling my bicycle.
That's a great-looking basket. Is that where you put your eggs?
Who was that? I heard a voice.
That was another... Now, he's Christian.
Has he violated the prime directive of interns? To speak when spoken to?
He's very eager to get in on the interview.
Yes.
But he did pose a valid question.
Where is your radio partner, by chance? Where would he
Oscar?
Be? Yes.
Why, as a matter of fact, it's funny you should bring it up. Here he is right now.
Oh, I'd love to meet all of you. It's so very, very exciting.
Oscar, we have an exclusive interview.
So nice to be with you, yes. Yes.
I'd say it's pretty timely. It's the Easter
party. Here he is. That's a wonderful outfit. Let's introduce him. Fresh from the Tehran negotiations for nuclear power, here he comes, Arzrazi Mazrazara.
No.
No, he looks with the gray suit like he's Tehranese.
I'm freaked out. Jesus Christ. Sir, nice, happy Easter.
I'm the Easter Bunny speaking into the microphone.
Oh, I see that.
There's no need to be freaked
out. I'm terrorized.
And I imagine you can hear everything, what with those huge ears.
I can hear all of the sounds on the street. I know you've got audio processing equipment to prevent that from happening, but I hear sirens and people sipping coffee and cars driving by with unmuffled engines.
You know, you get a lot of grief because they say you are too easy on the kids. Santa Claus, who's another regular contributor to our show, he does the thing where if you're naughty, you don't get anything, but you give candy to everybody. What's your deal, dude?
I don't discriminate. If you've been bad, haven't we all been bad? Lord knows I've been bad. By the way, is my mic technique okay?
It's wonderful.
Let me get a little closer if I can.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, my, this feels This feels strangely electric to me.
Oh.
It's quite a vibration. It's
no, no.
Could be dangerous.
Don't.
Whoa.
No, stop.
No, stop. No humping
the
mic.
Hey, no.
This is
it's a family
so
show.
Nice.
Family
this
show.
Is so
stop it.
Good.
Cut him off.
Hey.
Somebody.
Oh, this is so nice. So
wow,
nice.
Look at
yes,
that.
I guess I'm making another bunny.
Yeah.
You know what they say.
Is that a bicycle between your crotch?
We've already established this.
I'm sorry.
But it's
Hello.
That was actually quite
it's
appropriate.
The bunny I could find.
So first, as we get on with you, are you done with the microphone? Can we get on to talk about the second coming?
He just rode away.
No, he's back.
Whoa.
But now he's just playing with the
microphone.
It's
a Ustream day. Let me just tell you.
I love this microphone. How's my mic technique?
It's great.
Pretty damn good.
No, that's wrong.
I'm sorry.
That is wrong.
I'm sorry. I'm the Easter Bunny.
Yeah, you really should stay away from that under the tail action.
I'm sure you've heard my voice on PBS, the low-voiced announcer reading children's stories.
This is freaking me out.
With a slight whisper.
Now, I like the fact, obviously, you are a southern-based Easter Bunny because you're in Mike's Florida studio. Mm-hmm. Have you left him any pellets?
No,
do you make pellets?
He's got a dog. Well, I can make one for you.
No, I don't necessarily need that.
No, it's a family show. Oh, no.
No.
You're straining. Stop.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Wonderful. Have
all that makes me think of as kids this Sunday. Those might not be raisinettes.
That's very funny. That's very, very
gross.
Funny. No, I'm down here for my Florida swing, and that will be Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, working my way up to the nation's capital, New York, New England, and then, of course, upstate New York for Dingus Day.
Oh, you're gonna do Dingus Day?
Oh, yes. I love Dingus
Throw
Day.
Throw water on Lady Rabbits.
Oh, it's so exciting. It's just, it's a very sexually charged environment. And of course, we bunnies constantly have to be on the go, if you know what I mean.
Do you have a Mrs. Is there a Mrs. Bunny?
No, I'm single.
No, you're single. Have you ever been married?
No.
Whoa.
Okay.
Because, you know, you
get what I'm talking about.
You're not an unfamous rabbit. You could probably score some pretty nice trim.
Isn't it legal in Florida?
It's legal to do anything in Florida. Oh. Including hump microphones.
No,
No. No more of that, please.
I like that noise.
I'm done. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have you had a chance to meet any of Mike's family?
Well, his back. Oh, his back was. Oh,
there
he
there
is.
We go.
Yeah. Hey, look at these are my eyes, pal. Look at my eyes.
He's cockeyed now.
Must have been
quite a session.
Okay. Here we go. Oops. The right.
Oh, wow.
This is why everybody should watch the show on video. Yes, sir.
This is little Michael's perspective as well.
Yeah, it's not too horrifying, by the way.
Come here, little Michael.
Hello.
Wave this in front of your face.
Hey, can I be very upfront with you, EB?
Can I be very upfront with you?
Yes. Why is it that your whiskers are so screwed up? You look like you've had a night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you look like you've had a day, so what about that, ass?
Yeah, but I mean, well, I'm not trying to cause trouble.
Try to come back.
Why don't you kiss my white tail?
I don't
okay?
want to kiss
Seriously.
Your white tail, your pellet factory.
I don't like you. I'm trying to be fun and talk to the children, and you're just saying terrible, horrible
All right.
things.
All right, then let's reset. How about a message for the children?
Whoa.
God, get away
Hello,
from the camera.
Boys and
no,
girls.
No, this is too frightening. You need to be, we need to have distance. Too
Hello,
far.
Boys and girls.
Come closer.
Yeah. Mic technique. Mic technique.
Getting closer and closer and closer and closer and closer. Oh,
you're distorted now.
Oh, it's a strange Friday, isn't this? Yes, it is. Yeah. All right, back on microphone. What did
yes.
you ask?
A message for the children. You know what? I gotta pull the curtain back for a second.
Yes.
The rabbit is actually changing his audio as he gets closer.
That's great
to
mic
the,
technique.
To the microphone.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not.
No.
What's happening?
You are a regular yes, Paul Winchell.
Your whiskers right on there. Right on the mic.
On
All right. Yeah. What we need is a message, I believe. A message for the little children.
All right. Hello, boys and girls. It's almost Easter Sunday. And remember, if you have a little sister or a big sister and she gives you a problem, look her in the eye and say... I got 99 bitches. Sorry, I messed up the lyric. Let me try it again.
99 problems.
I know. Shut up. I'm not going to need any coaching. Hello, boys and girls. This is the Easter Bunny. Let me say, if your little sister or your big sister is giving you a problem, look her in the eye and say, I got 99 problems, but the bitch ain't one. Stop it, no, you
are. It's nice. The Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
5, 6, 7. Not quite my tempo. It's all good. No worries. Here we go. 5, 6, 7. You're rushing. Here we go. Ready? Okay. 5, 6, and. Dragging just a hair. Wait for my cue. 5, 6, 7. Rushing. 5, 6, and. Dragging. Why do you suppose I just hurled a chair at your head, Neiman?
I don't know.
Sure you do.
The tempo?
Were you rushing or were you dragging?
I don't know.
Start counting.
5, 6, 7.
In 4, damn it! Look at me!
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Now, was I rushing or was I dragging?
I don't know.
Count again.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Rushing or dragging?
Rushing.
So you do know the difference.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you from the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet because they get it, and if you're here, so do you. Our show today brought to you by FanDuel. On Monday, we will start our one-day fantasy baseball league against you, the listeners. You can play with us. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to
we'll
be
have
your
all
opportunity,
our teams for you.
Opportunity to beat us.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be a nice, easy buy-in, easy to do, lots of fun. I believe the link will be up this afternoon. So look on our Facebook pages, look on our web pages.
Done and done.
And we will start on, we'll have our lineups on Monday.
Yep.
So you got to do it
MLB
over the weekend.
Season starts next week, so you need FanDuel. FanDuel is changing the way people play fantasy baseball and making it more fun than ever. Don't miss your chance to join before the season kicks off. Sign up now to play one day fantasy baseball at FanDuel.com. FanDuel.com has immediate cash payouts and entry fees start at just $1. Forget about waiting 6 months to win a league. Play today and tonight, and no season-long commitment and no upfront fees. Instant gratification, baby. FanDuel.com is handing out more than $2.5 million every single day this MLB season, but you can't win if you don't play. Just go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner, use our code TMOS, and sign up today. Special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200 that gets earned as you play. The offer is only good for the first 50 people that use the code TMOS. Just remember to enter TMOS at FanDuel.com. This offer ends soon, so sign up today, FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. So, happy Good Friday, everybody, woo! And happy Easter weekend. We are blessed to have our Bolivian battleship, Mr. Oscar Santana,
yes, sir.
With us today. It looks like you're going to church.
Bolivian battleship.
Bolivian battleship.
The new nickname. Battleship. I like it.
The battleship's got a to-do list, Mike, if you don't mind.
Yeah, he came in and urgently grabbed a pen.
Yes.
Lay it on me, Oscar.
Okay,
go ahead.
It's not for you, Mike, because you know, you're Mr. Mike O'Mara. You're the superstar.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank
not
you,
Rob.
That's what keeps our relationship solid is you constantly defer to me.
And it's not Rofo, because Rofo's running the cameras. This is for Pony.
Oh, Matthew
because
Bloom.
Because what is Matthew Bloom doing right now outside of answering some emails, right? So this defers to him, correct?
Yes. Okay, right, lay
perfect.
It on him.
It's important. It on. Pony to do.
It falls to him.
You got to park my car. You got to pick up a Muscle Milk. You got to get me a Vitamin Water Zero. These are some key facts or key takeaways for you, all right? My car is on the side of the building. Please mind the rims. Also, I'd like a chocolate muscle milk. Here you go, buddy. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Let me pull back the curtain a little bit. Oscar has been dealing with what Rob dealt with earlier this morning, the parking situation on Friday. Good Friday here in the District of Columbia is somewhat problematic. It is just a wee bit problematic.
A lot of people are going to the drugstore.
Tony's not happy about this.
No, he is not. You know what he is? He would be described in my family right now as Mr. Zawabuz.
Mr. Sal. Now, that is normally, that is a classic intern duty.
It is.
How did Rofo skate on that? Because he's running the cameras,
So, just to pull back the curtain a little bit, I've been riding the guys pretty hard about quality control, right?
Right.
And Pony and I had to come to Jesus that his ADD is so bad, he can't run the cameras. He just can't do it. So, because he can't do that, he gets to park cars. That's what he has to do.
Yeah. What we've done is, you know, Pony was in such desperate need of me time that we freed it up, and now he is doing some Oscar time. Do you trust, really, if you ask me to park your car, I mean, you know, I love you. You're like a brother to me.
He'll be fine.
I would decline, because I'd be scared to drive your car.
No, he's fine. He'll figure it out.
Okay.
He's got a performance vehicle. You saw the fin on his car. It's as big as a whale.
Performance vehicle.
Is there any property within a half a block of our studio where you could knock down a building and put another garage up? Because I will tell you, it would kill.
Right?
Oh, my God.
It would kill. That crap lot across the street from our Wisconsin Avenue studios is the worst.
For two hours,
Mike. There's never been any effort made to make that lot more manageable
or
get more cars in there.
For 2 hours, that lot will charge you $11. So that's $5.50 an hour. I want you to know, I was in radio.
It's ridiculous.
I was in radio for 12 years before I made $5.50 an hour.
You know,
and that's just for putting a car there.
Yeah.
You roll down here and you pick somebody up at the airport and you go into short-term parking.
Yeah.
And you are here for less than an hour. Zero. Bagel, Zed, no charge, charge.
What?
Yeah, free parking at his airport. I've seen it.
Two hours. You ready for this? $3.
Mm-hmm.
$3 to park in the short term. So that's what it was. It's just, it's insane what they do up there. But I look at that one across the street where the construction, is that still going on? That's been going on for 15 years?
I think they're putting in a roller rink. And they've, no, it's another drugstore. But it's hidden. What it is, it's a lot that's hidden behind Einstein Bagels.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, I think, 4 spots. And then there's Core Yoga. They have 3 spots.
Yeah, it's any city. I mean, look, anybody that's listening to us in New York City is like, what are you talking about? I pay $20 an hour for parking.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah,
you're
exactly.
Killing
it's
me here,
it's
right?
demand, supply,
it's
and demand.
It's a city.
That's what
this
it
is a city.
Did you read the, there was an urban legend about a lady that went in to she borrowed $5,000 from a bank, and they said, $5,000, can you put up any collateral? She says, yes, I have a Mercedes outside, a brand new Mercedes. Okay, well, we'll need the Mercedes until you repay the loan. She said, okay. She came back 2 weeks later, paid the loan with, I think it was $18 interest, and they said, that's crazy. Why would anyone borrow $5,000 for 2 weeks? She says, where else in New York City could I park 2 weeks for $18?
Oh, bada bing.
And you got to say that maybe was legit because it would be an actual smart move.
But actually, it was.
An overnight,
fraught with peril
bucks.
For your credit.
Last time I was
that,
in the city, an overnight was $60 to park in a lot.
Yeah, it's horrible.
$60.
Thank God I buy a lot of groceries at that drugstore.
Well, I put it down today, boys, because I wanted to say, how's your Easter? What is it now? The Spiewaks are a secular lot, are they not?
We, you know what I like to say, Mike, are a faith-driven people.
What is that? That is not true. That is not
no, we
true.
Have,
you are
we you know, we have faith. We're not, you know, we used to be churchgoers. And
right.
Then we became what you would call, not Catholics, but an Easter and Christmas Catholic, except we were Methodists.
Which
we'd go on the holidays.
Yeah. 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 We've got so many people coming and going this weekend that I think we are still going to go to church on, but I dread it simply because
traffic.
You get the people that don't show. And it's just,
it's going to be, you know what, it's going to be tough. And you know what, they won't all have name tags. I know your regular churchgoers have name tags.
Well, we have our little board out in front of our parish where, you know, you get the little clipboard out front.
Oh,
you
yeah.
take your, you clip off your name. You guys saw that at my
it
church.
It says tithe or die.
Yeah.
No tithing at our
I'm
church.
Just messing around.
They have another word for it. They call it the, something like the initiative or
toad board.
They all have words for it. Yeah. You know,
it's
they all have
toad
words
board.
For it.
It's their bonus
toad
show.
Board. What do we have? Hey, speaking of toad board, you see that model on Price is Right?
Got
that,
it in the audio vault. She was
oh, my God.
She's
Oscar,
so
she's
dumb.
They're playing a card game, and she undid the winning price too early, and that meant they had to give the lady the car.
It's not Amber Lancaster, right?
No, it was. I don't know which one. I actually have the name of the model.
He knows the name. He knows the name of the model.
Manuela.
Manuela. No, I don't know.
It was Manuela.
So, getting back to the whole secular thing. So, what will your Easter look like with the fam? Is it a big holiday on the Speedway?
No, Easter to me is kind of gotten away from me. It was a big one when Big Daddy was alive because the entire family
That's
would
your
be
grandfather.
At the house, right? And he would do a big, big Easter egg hunt. And we're talking like 30 or 40 people in the family gathering at the house, and he would do dozens and dozens of eggs with crazy rules, and we would videotape to try and find people that violated the rules. It was
wow.
It was great. And there was trading, and you had to spell words. He had a great game show like mind, and he could really pull that off. And when he passed away, we sort of got away from it, and the family doesn't get together. I'll be going to my mom's with the kids. Carrie took 2 or 3 days off this week because of spring break, but to do that, she had to work Easter, so she's working on Sunday.
Oh.
I know, right?
Mm.
And,
Easter?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, retail in America,
yeah.
Baby.
People need suits and suit separates, so she's got to be there.
Suits and suit separates.
Why would she take
for
time
ladies,
off for
right?
spring break?
To be with the kids. Do stuff with the kids.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. And so she'll be working. I'll get
I'm
the kids.
I'm waiting for Oscar. I just wait. Nah, Oscar's kind of like.
They're
Oscar's
not toddlers.
Like the,
they can just sit at home, right?
Well, no, I was waiting for you to jump on your boy here and say, well, what about you? Did you spend any time?
He does every day. He goes home.
That's right. I sneak away for an hour, and then yes. I'm home by the time. Mike, it's spring break, and they're nearly teenagers. I'm getting home when they're waking up.
Is it going to be a relatively warm weekend in Washington, D.C.?
Tomorrow has been described by Kierine as blustery.
Blustery.
So
but
it'll be windy.
It's KD time, correct? It's now it's officially KD time.
Open
right?
on the weekends now. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, man.
So we
you
we
splurge.
Have, well, you know what? Actually, Julia was planning on going Thursday with McKenna and Sarah, but it's not open on Thursday, so they couldn't go. We have our tickets. It's just a matter of trying to find the time
you,
when it's
you
open.
You have to take her aside when she's a little older, right? Maybe
right.
a couple years from now and say, look, this is a trashy thing our family does.
And, oh, she knows.
And nobody but us really respects it. So let's
but,
really
you know,
think
she's
about
at,
this in the future
she is
as
at
we grow
a
older.
As a 14-year-old,
yes.
She is at a perfect age for that, though, where she can get like a gang of her friends.
Oh, and they can
and
go.
And they can go down, and then it's like, well, I guess we'll meet at the Eiffel Tower at 6 o'clock
that
tonight.
That is sweet.
And they
scam on boys.
Yeah, sure. You know, Jack and Johnny and oh, all
so
the
So will
good-looking
you be will you be celebrating our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ sometime over the weekend,
well,
Mr. Ross,
as a part, yeah, you know the egg, Mike. The egg symbolizes rebirth. And
oh,
it's symbolic of our Lord rising on the third day. And I believe we will be having deviled eggs at dinner. Oh, look, it's back.
EB.
It's EB, the Easter Bunny. Bunny.
It's Bazzani.
It's no, Bazzilli.
But my mom.
I know Bazzilli, but I said Bazzani for
because
the Easter Bunny.
Bazzani.
It's a bunny.
Bazzani.
Bunny yellow bunny.
Sorry.
So my mom is cooking a ham and
you know, this is
doing that. What's that?
It's a money metal bike.
Literally.
It is.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
And we will not dye eggs because the kids grew tired of that about 2 years ago. And
so will you have a big meal on
yeah,
Sunday?
We'll get together. We'll have some family. I think my mom's having like a half a dozen people
ham.
Over. Ham, scalloped potatoes. She's making a fruit salad. She's very excited about it. Mike, it's the first time she's ever scraped a vanilla
So
bean.
Am I. I'm excited about a fruit salad. There's nothing more suburban than a fruit salad. I am officially excited about. But why is she excited about a fruit salad? For
the
God's
answer
sake?
Was in the question because she's actually cutting open and scraping out a vanilla bean. She's never done this before. This is sort of taking it to the next level. Have you ever scraped a vanilla bean?
Yes, I have.
Have you?
Yes, I have. Yeah. I have,
do you think that we're in for a treat?
I think it really matters not, to be perfectly honest with you.
But Carrie
it
did
matters
buy,
not.
Carrie bought an S load of candy for the kids, which I was against. Because I don't know if you remember this. We had a very ugly Easter 2 years ago in which the kids were real dicks. And I went downstairs and returned all the candy to Target.
Really?
Yep. He oh, showed
that's
them.
Man. That's yeah. good.
He got that $5.99 back, let me tell you.
No, it was more than that. And then Saturday night, Mike, I will observe yes. a Speewag family tradition of getting very, very drunk and watching the Ten Commandments.
There we go.
I don't know. Of all the ones you watch, I do not know how you get. Well, I guess I know now. That's how you sit through that movie, because that movie does not hold
up. Oh, it's a disaster.
The special effects don't hold up.
It's a disaster.
The white actors playing Arabs don't hold up.
And,
you know,
of course,
it's not
Edward
cool.
G. Robinson yeah. does
Where's
not
hold up. Where's your Messiah now?
Do you think Pony quit the show?
No, Pony's moving.
He's like Thelma and Louise right now.
He's moving at his speed. He's moving at the speed. You're asking him to do this when he's in here. What? I mean, his speed is
I can't.
On average 50% slower than the
Another
average.
Another grown man in his 30s is parking my car. I can't make fun of him too much.
All right, let's
mean,
you know what? Let's look at this from the outside looking in. I know that it will be at least two, but will he work in three cigarettes while he's out of the room?
That's the only rub here, right? As far as this equation goes.
Because he won't smoke in your car.
No,
he'll reek of smoke when he gets
so
in your
I
car.
So when I get in my car, it will smell like smoke mm-hmm. because he's probably pissed.
It'll come off his clothes.
Yeah, because he went downstairs and said, F this, I'm smoking a cigarette.
His beautiful clothes.
And then right. he'll sit there in his fleece that'll just suck up all that
Are
smoke.
You ready for this? I'm going to be the one, I'm gonna for the pool right now, yeah. I'm going to be the one that bets that he did not smoke a cigarette.
Oh, I guarantee it. I guarantee it.
I think he was going to the store. He had to go into the store. There's no time if he... If
and he's
he
on the clock because we're doing the show.
He's on the clock. Yeah. If he thinks for a second that he is on the clock, he won't do it. But I could be totally wrong.
You know
think
he's
the
thinking?
Addiction is that powerful, Rob?
He took the elevator from 4 to 1. He left the elevator before he got to the steps. The cigarette is out. Before he gets to the door, the lighter is lit. And as he breaks into that cold, blustery winter air that we're blessed with again in mid-April, he's going to suck on that cigarette. And he's going to say,
they're doing the show, and they're not going to know that I'm gone.
Okay. Let's take a break. When we come back, we will find out. Who knows whether he'll even be here when we get back. But we'll take a break. And I will tell you, Captain Ahab, you know, hit the seas again yesterday, people. Yeah. I'm not a guy that prides himself on making the same mistake twice.
Land!
But I did.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Bye-bye, boat. Oh. Anyway, we'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills.
Hey, Sanjeev. Are you ready to go to the gym with me?
I will be in a sec, but right now, I am updating my Myco MetaShow app.
Myco MetaShow app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
You bet.
Is it an Android or iOS?
I do not know.
Well, it's easy. Is it an Apple logo or a little green robot?
I always thought it was a mango, but I guess it's an apple.
Okay, so you have iOS.
Okay.
All you have to do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it really worth my time?
Absolutely. It is the easiest way to listen to the Myco MetaShow on your phone.
Oh, that Myco MetaShow app. It is new and everybody is talking about it.
I updated yesterday and I love it.
You tengo un Android. Will it work for me, ese?
Absolutely.
Both platforms.
The new Myco MetaShow app. Download it and improve your life today.
We love it. Yay!
Oh my God!
Special thanks.
Oh my God!
TMOS listener Mike Brunner, who made that. I think he does every voice in it.
That is a grand slam,
Mike Brunner. You got a talent, my boy.
And on the heels of the Middle East peace talks,
I know it's so now.
Wow!
Happening.
Oh my God! Welcome back to the show. I want to remind everybody, guys and dolls, it's Amazon time every day at the Mike O'Mara Show. You know that shopping through our Amazon portal remains the single best way to support our show. It doesn't cost any extra, and it means the world to us. The next time you need to buy anything, great timing, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And now, because you love it, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the Amazon Hot Buy of the Day with Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Hey, there's nothing like a good spring cleaning to refresh your home and raise your spirits at the same time. To help you get your home in tip-top shape, Amazon.com has got you covered on spring cleaning supplies. Great products like the Hoover Anniversary Wind Tunnel Upright Vacuum. You'll love this bagged upright vacuum cleaner with patented wind tunnel technology. It's self-propelled for easy maneuverability and has the embedded dirt finder system. You'll love it because it sucks. Only $149.78. That's 35% off. Available through our Amazon portal. Back to you, Julio.
Thanks, Ratatouille. If you need it, Amazon has it always open at MikeGomeraShow.com/Amazon. The best way to save money and support this show while getting what you need the easiest way possible. Remember, click Amazon at MikeGomeraShow.com. And if you're smart, you'll bookmark it, bitch.
Remember.
Thank you. Thank you very
very
much.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mike,
Ernie,
look who's back.
Anderson. Pony is back. Woo! And we well now we're going to interview him, Rob. And if we're going to interview Pony Boy, that means we have to give him the formal intro. Because
right.
This will be an interview with Pony, who has
pony
been... there he is,
pony
ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
My pony boy!
It's pony time! Get up!
That was Stephen Sondheim.
Pony boy?
Smoke that cigarette.
Hey, there you go.
Puff, 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 and if you smoke yourself to death...
Six
today.
That was six.
You know, for Easter.
Yeah, wonderful. All right, Pony's back. So Oscar is running late.
A true aberration.
And
I blame
and so
the holiday.
I think it's a holiday weekend.
That's it is, Mike. That's what's going on. Bunch
but Rob came in before, and Rob said that the upper level parking above the drugstore, where people are supposed to park, that go to the drugstore, but people that work in the neighborhood park up there to use it their regular parking space because they know the towing company that they want to have come in there. That they say on the signs will come in. Towing company's not going to bring a tow truck up there because it's too hard to actually hook a car and get cars.
Yeah.
So it's never happened. Have you ever seen? I've never seen it.
No,
happen
when
I've
right. heard from people that work in this building that they have never seen a car towed in over 3 years.
There you go. So that's the thing. So everybody parks up there. Rob says he goes up to the top lot, which is full, and there are six cars in this
waiting?
Little 1,900
yeah.
square foot area.
Oh, my God.
It's
and it's
insane.
Like, it's like that old app where you have to move cars around a parking lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
traffic,
in order for you,
traffic jam, I think it's called?
I think that's right.
Something like that, yeah.
In order for you to move, three other cars have to move. It's horrible.
Right.
Rush hour.
So you did you give up on it, or did you go to the lot across the street?
No, I was able to sneak in when the angry lady from New Jersey backed out.
There you go. Hallelujah. So parking is
bitch. I saw her daughter roll the window down as she's trying to take the turn, and she says, "You got 10 inches, Ma."
Lovely city we live in. Lovely city.
Happy, happy day. So Oscar's running late. Oscar comes in immediately out of the chute. He tasks Pony Boy with grabbing his car and parking it and then getting Muscle Milk. So the big debate, Pony, when you were out was whether or not you were going to enjoy a cigarette during all of your duties. And I, believe it or not, was the only one to back you up. And I said, no, you're not going to enjoy a cigarette. You didn't have time. So what's the answer?
You're definitely right, Mike. I didn't have time, and I wouldn't do that in my boss's car.
Whoa!
There you go. There you go. You see, I told
Rob,
you.
Dick.
I told you. Rob thought you had seven of them.
Pack and a half is what I said.
That's what Rob thought. Rob thought you had a bunch of cigarettes. That's what he thought.
Is it because you didn't have them with you?
Nope. In my pocket.
In my pocket. No, he never travels without them.
His addiction isn't as strong as we thought.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That means he can kick that addiction.
There's hope.
Yeah, I don't know. I think
Pony.
He might have smoked a little bit.
I got my vape with me.
Did you vape while you were out there?
I did not take it with me.
Did you? You know what? Do you regret?
He didn't even vape. He didn't even take his nicotine
delivery
system with him.
He just did the work. That's all he did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of nicotine delivery systems, I have noticed that my voice is a little more low lately because I am every evening now on the little lanai down here enjoying a lovely cigar.
He's
nice.
Found the gateway to health.
I am back. I am
losing
back
all that weight,
habit.
Smoking cigars.
You
got to
do something, Oscar.
Why not?
You got to do something. You got to have
now
a substitute.
You go for a walk.
You know? I do that in the morning. I'm not going to do that at night. I'm tired.
Every morning
night,
you go.
Know? Every single morning, I go for a power walk, 4 miles a day.
Yeah. After a week of it, he was 28 miles from home.
No, seriously, I don't do it every day, but when I do it, and it's not 4 miles a day, it's only,
One. Oh. So anyway, that's it.
So what brand of cigar are you using? I know you're close to Cuba down there.
All right, you know that my friend Mr. DCO, who likes a good cigar, had me down to his place and offered me one, and I had not had a cigar in probably, I want to say, 5 years.
Yeah. Whoa.
It's been a long, long time. I vaped them. But I never had a real. I hadn't had a real cigar.
I remember
in a really
when
long
you were
time.
Vaping, we'd walk into the studio and it smelled like cherry pie.
The magic trick.
It was not something I did a lot. And then he gave me one that I used to smoke all the time.
Can I guess?
Really good. Yeah, go ahead.
Is it a Macanudo?
It is not a Macanudo. That's way back. That's
that was when you started.
History.
That's when you.
That's
started.
That's when I started. And
Ricky
those are
Martin
not the,
used to be on that.
Padron 1964 Anniversary Series cigar. It is the greatest cigar, and it was so relaxing, and I don't know if I'm going to dive back in. Because
why?
Really, listen
what makes it so good?
3 days in a row now, I've listened to myself sounding a little bit like that. You know, I don't want to sound like Rush Limbaugh when I'm 60.
You're fine, Mr.
I'll take
McCall.
His affiliates.
What makes the cigar so good? You talk about how great it is. What separates that from a very usable $5 cigar?
Well, you've got a cigar that Carla will tell you that the aroma of this great one, he is tolerable for her. She does not like most cigar smoke. This one, she said, has just a mildness to it, and it's aged tobacco, and it's a nice little habit, and and I don't care what the, and it's the Maduro wrapper, don't you know?
Of course.
It's the Maduro wrapper.
Yeah.
I like his records. And
have you ever smoked cigars, Rob?
Yeah,
ever?
You know what? Occasionally, but you know what? I associate it, and this is going to sound like true first world problems. Being in a limousine in New York City with the windows up and too many feelings of nausea from when both you and Don were smoking cigars, and it's just an unpleasant...
Don't bring me into that. I didn't smoke cigars in the limo. Oh, I didn't smoke
God.
In the limo.
Oh, you didn't? Okay,
I
then,
didn't.
Then there was
I
enough smoke for
I didn't
two.
Smoke.
You would,
yes.
It was bad. It was really, really unpleasant for me.
By the way, he's still afraid of him. That's why he says that. That's, after all these years,
yeah, you gotta let
he's
it go,
still
man.
Scared of Don.
I thought he was going to say he was into smoked hams.
No. What the cigar I like, Mike, I would take half the tobacco out and replace it with reefer, and I would smoke it. I would call it a blunt.
Yeah.
Blunt.
A nice big fatty.
I would
Oscar,
love
do you smoke cigars?
High.
I don't smoke cigars. I don't.
You don't smoke cigars
at
all?
No, I used to smoke cigarettes. That's about it. I tried smoking a cigar a couple of times. It just wasn't my thing.
Have you ever seen Oscar smoke a cigarette? I've never seen Oscar smoke
I'd
cigarette.
Love to see him smoke
I
a cigarette.
I quit when I was 30. When I quit when I was 30, 7 years ago.
But even like, did you quit cold? Like even when you're drinking, do you occasionally have
one?
Oh,
no.
Really?
It's just not healthy.
Yeah. Where did you find that at?
I just,
what corner
I, you know
of
what?
The internet
I,
well, revealed
I,
that?
I remember waking up one morning and I said, I'm 30 years old, I feel horrible, and this is enough. And
you know, I do.
All right, so
I
one or maybe two cigars. One or maybe two cigars a night will be... Maybe the experiment. Maybe just one. But it's still, this is my voice after I did that. So, I don't want to be Babe
Good for voiceovers.
Yeah, but you know what happens to those voiceover guys? Don't they all die at like 45
yeah,
or something
they do.
Like that?
They do.
So I'm on 10 years borrowed
give us
time
some,
already.
Give us some in a world.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
Now.
All right, here we go. In a world. There you go.
Give us more than that,
please. It might
please.
Be worth it. It might
give
be worth
it. Give us more than that, please. Just humorous. It sounds
all right,
fun.
Hold on a second. Okay, here we go.
In a world.
No.
See, I'm sorry. I fooled you.
Ralph and Pony and I were like, yeah, this is going to be fun.
What he's scared of, he's going to get an outtake that'll be, coming up tonight on America's Funniest Home Videos right after my chemotherapy.
Ernie Anderson. We should do a show one day where we just play recording sessions of voiceover people.
Of a great
very,
announcers.
Very,
yeah.
Ernie Anderson was the guy. Tonight on the Love Boat, it's going to be Lauren Tweed. And everyone else, stars on the Love Boat. And he was apparently one of the most difficult voice actor workers in the business and had a potty mouth of potty mouths. We'll put that on a bonus show.
I found out something about him. Actually, he turned up in a couple places. Turns out he was the booth guy for the Carol Burnett show because he was best friends with Tim Conway.
Really?
And they
He had to be a cool guy then because Tim Conway's kind of a fun guy,
and
right?
And they would drink and drink and drink. And there's a lot of great stories, but also his son, Paul Thomas Anderson, is an amazing director. He did Boogie Nights. And so
isn't Paul Thomas Anderson, wasn't he in porn too?
No, no.
Wasn't he in real porn?
No, I don't. I think you must be thinking of someone else. Because Paul Thomas Anderson is his son that made the movie about porn.
Now, I could be totally wrong, but I think Paul Thomas Anderson made the transition into mainstream films, and now he is a well-regarded director. But if I'm not, maybe it's Paul Thomas who's the porn star.
Could
I have
could
no
you
idea.
Look into that, Pony?
But look that up and see. Oscar,
clear
you wanted
cash
to say something before we go to
yeah,
break.
As far as entertainment goes, I wanted to hear about your boat. We totally missed that.
Oh, my God, yeah.
All right, let me see, my daughter, my mother-in-law, my son, my wife, and my wife's niece and nephew, all on the Banshee 4 yesterday, and unfortunately, the word shortcut will never be coming out of my mouth again when I'm on the high seas. I'll tell you all about that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. One for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces, styling, violin, living so, it up. You're like me, ladies and gentlemen. You're out at a baseball game, and you're sitting next to a really, really, really nice couple. And this couple has actually got an interesting story. As you chat with them, you find out that they are actually living in Ghana on the continent of Africa, and they are working in cell phone technology because that is an emerging market for that type of activity, and they're fascinating to talk to because things are going on. And then the conversation gets around to what I do, and I tell them that I do this podcast, mm-hmm. and I'm very excited about it, and now I carry my Vistaprint cards everywhere I go because, you know, after you have that conversation, and everybody, when they hear that we do this kind of thing, is their curiosity is piqued a little bit. And when you hand them the card, there it is. Boom, bam. I'm able to show that card to them from Vistaprint, and they are able to take a little memory out of the ballpark and say, hey, that guy, I might just give him a listen. That's why I use my Vistaprint cards, and you should too.
You know what? It gives you instant credibility. Because everyone can have a podcast, but if you have a card that says with a logo and the whole deal, you're all of a sudden you're Mr. Big Shot.
Here's my business.
This is what I do.
Mr. Big Shot right now at Vistaprint.com. 500 business cards for just $9.99. All you have to do is enter the promo code TMOS. Did you hear what I said? $9.99 for 500 business cards. You have to do this. If you have any need whatsoever, Vistaprint is for you. They also have everything from marketing materials like custom flyers and banners to custom apparel. And all of it is 100% guaranteed. You'll make a beautiful card at Vistaprint, and you'll get 500 of them for just $9.99. There has never been a better time to professionally promote your business. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code TMOS to get this offer. We use Vistaprint. You should use Vistaprint. Check them out today for your 500 business cards for $9.99. Okay, so... I am. I'd be lying to you if I said that I was not a little crispy at the end of this week, because after every show, and Oscar knows this more. Oscar and I had several business conversations this week, and I am always somewhere where Oscar doesn't know right away, and then I'll tell Oscar where I am, and I'll do things like putting my daughter on the phone with him, and it's
what,
just
to just
been,
like keep him busy, to occupy him.
Tell him about the graph.
I'm sitting there, the metrics. Going. I'm entertaining people. That's what I'm doing, and look. I don't break rocks, and I work, a lesser on-air schedule than I used to work on radio, but I still get up early, and I prep this show, and I come in and do this, and I'm pretty much used to a certain rhythm of a work week, which this has been. What I am not used to is a house full of people who have the big V vacation time stenciled on their foreheads, and they're ready to go.
French.
So the French.
When you're winding up, they're gearing up.
Right. So at the end of the day, it's always activity time.
The French.
Yeah. Here we are. What do you want to do today?
I almost said the F word.
Yeah, let's go on an effing boat ride.
All the fun stuff I do is, outside of baseball season, is weekend activity. That's when I'm, I've got the day and I do that. So yesterday, it was a Thursday, and I'm not accustomed to, hauling the whole family out and hopping on the high seas, but they all wanted to go, and they're leaving Saturday, so I had no choice. It was time to load up the SS Grease.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
Are there differences between sailboaters and powerboaters?
Is this Southwest Florida or the coast of Concordia?
Well, you know what they say in Southwest Florida? The water down here, if you go aground in Southwest Florida. Don't worry, you can always walk home. That is what they say. Yes, in the Back Bay, where I do most of my boating, there is a it's an interesting water pattern. And, you know, like Elizabeth is used to the coast of New England, and she is used to very, very deep water. And she looked at me and said, Dad, this is like the boats at the dock, and they're 6 feet of water. I said, that's deep.
That is deep.
I said, that is deep. And so,
hey, is this your first boat ride since your other daughter was down?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about
that? I think maybe one time. Maybe I went one time.
And Anna.
Anna. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, her good memory.
Just a friend.
Mr. Scholarship winner. Good memory there.
Oh, baby,
so,
you.
Oh, baby, you.
Hey, her dad answers. I mean, listens. Answers. The phone when I call.
So anyway.
Settle down. Oscar it. Just totally locked up. Her father, Brick.
Hey, if you're sitting across from a table from John Kerry negotiating all night, you'll have a problem.
Yeah, of course. Someone had to do it.
Hey, good job on the agreement, though.
Wasn't happy with the terms.
So we zip out to the open Gulf of Mexico, and even out there, when you get offshore, there's like 11 feet of water, unless you go way, 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 way out.
Sure.
And then we do what we call the box. We just do a little square, and we go, now calm your ass down, for God's sake. So we come back in, and here's the problem. I know the way out really well, but when it's reversed, I get a little bit confused, and I have now, for the second time, made the same exact mistake, coming back thinking I'm on the right path for the shortcut, which doesn't have any channel markers, which doesn't have any real information. And I start out, I'm going about 25 miles per hour with everybody on the boat, and I'm seeing the depth finder going 4 feet, 3.5 feet.
Oh no.
2.7 feet.
Price for impact.
1 point. And they don't even notice it. And because
but
everybody's
you
going,
notice
well,
it.
Well, because basically what's going on constantly on the boat is
They're just clucking.
They're
sure. They're just clucking.
And my boy, God bless him, little nautical boy, out like a light. Totally out. Yeah. Just
well, he knows
on the cushion,
he's going to be there for a long time.
Yeah. He scored a seat and he said, I'm out.
I'm just going to take a nap. I've been on this road before.
Now, question. Yeah, when you're in the Gulf, it's fine because that's, you know, that's going to be deeper.
Well, it's
fine. Is there like a pathway, like what they call in the Eastern Shore? Are there guts to get to the Gulf?
The channels. Yeah, there are little channels that they dredge out and they to get out there from the back. And my boat has to come down like a river and a back bay and shallow, 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 and then get out if you want to get out to the
ocean.
How much
time does the shortcut take off at it?
15 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes.
To save you 20 minutes. That's pretty valid.
Yeah, that's a significant amount of time. Otherwise, you had to go slow, 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 buy all the
you
houses
hate
and
slow.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't like slow. It's Carla, hey, you spoke to Carla, huh? No.
Why do you have to go so fast, you know?
Hey, I know why. I'm
a dumbass.
I know
yes,
why your
you.
Son was asleep, because you were in a no-wake zone.
Hey. God. Rob Spiewak, he's here all week.
Yeah, that's lifted from my old USO act, Mike.
Mike, did you take it wide again? What happened?
I did. Okay, so here it is. All right, stop it.
Wow, they loved it.
God, they really like that. They love that's the new laugh track we're using on the show. So on the way out, I got to go right up the center. There's a little marker in the middle. You shoot for it, and if you're there, you get about 2.5 feet of water, which is plenty, and I can zip right through there. And you can either do that or you can really hug the shore. What you can't do is do half of one or half of the other, which is
you
now
gotta
what
commit.
I've done.
You got to commit.
I've done it twice.
When you're in
I
the channels, are the tides a factor?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Hugely. Hugely.
See, tides, Mike.
Right.
Time and tides.
So,
tides
I got
of March.
I got the boat full of people, and I get the... And I am sitting there going, you know, they haven't said anything. I'm going to turn the boat around. I don't think it's deep enough yet. I think I can get out. I think I can come back from where I came. Please, please. And about this time, Carla, over the sound of the engine, over everything.
Did you run aground again?
Oh, God.
Did you run aground again?
Papa.
And I said, I'm dealing with it. And I just turned around like veins of popping going, I'm dealing with it
Was it actual concern on her behalf, or is there a little bit of her that was showing off in front of the company?
There's a no. Well,
she knows about boating.
Carla has a sense on. Look, Carla said that, and shocker, I'm far too uptight to have a boat, and she might be right. She might. It's not. It doesn't. It's never fit my personality. When I get a boat full of people, I'm a little bit overwhelmed with the responsibility of human life. So I get a little. I do. I get a little uptight, and yeah. I sat there and I said, I'm dealing with it. I'm dealing with it. And so I start to get out, and then it's very quick this time. It's very, very quick, and I get into about 2.5 feet of water, and I slowly get out, and I'm fine. And I make it back to the regular channel, and I'm A-OK not to take a short, and I will not take a shortcut.
Like, you didn't need Joe Dirt to pull you out this time?
And when you
didn't need Spring Break to pull me out. It didn't
happen. Spring Break. Right. I like that name spring better. Break. Spring Break.
When you got into the 2.5 feet of water, Mike, was it brown water because of all the silt you kicked up? Or?
It was, there was a bit of a mud trail. You know, same thing I leave in the morning.
I was going to say.
You know, it's exactly
more than one.
Did you tell the guys when you parked the boat, hey, check out the...
The guy that was at the dock when I was leaving said, don't hit any... And I swear to God, he must have a photographic memory. With them, this many boats in them, he goes, don't hit another sandbar. Little grin on his face. And so I pulled it back in, and he, same guy. And I'm like, guess what I did again? He's like, and he shakes his head, you know, oh, you idiot. But anyway,
but you're not going to get rid of the boat.
I probably am.
Really?
But not necessarily because I hit sandbars, just because.
You might not use it enough. Return on investment.
I think it's the return on use. And I told you, when I moved down here, I was going to get the lay of the land. Yeah. Try to figure stuff out and figure out what you're doing and what you're not doing. And to be honest with you, down here, they're not real fancy boats, but the amount of time I use it, I think it'd probably be better for me to rent a boat, and it's cost effective. Sure. I really can't afford to have that boat. I really can't. It's just not, I don't use it enough.
Hard choices.
It's very difficult choices, Oscar. Just grueling. Honest to God, grueling.
$15 cigars.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
I'm Richie Rich, you
son. No, Mike.
Because the original plan was to use the boat to commute, and then you built the studio in your home.
One, your boat's not that big. It really isn't.
It's 23 feet.
With all due respect, it's
23 feet.
It's an okay boat. It's not like, man.
It's not a yacht.
No.
It's not the whip. Thank you, Rob.
And it's a fishing boat is what it is. I see your boat. I think of old men fishing on ESPN2. That's
now,
what I think.
Why? Okay, why the old men?
Because
why
he's a
old
dick.
Men fishing? That's why the old men?
Because it's not technically a fishing boat. It's a pleasure boat.
I've never seen a girl in a bikini at the front of that type of boat.
You got to come down here more often, boy.
Yeah,
boy. You know, as a matter of fact, another center console looked just like mine, only bigger with two engines. You know what it had on the side of it?
What?
Classy girls, girls, girls.
Nice.
Is that the sleaziest, nastiest name for a boat?
You saw Vince Neil's boat.
I know.
Could be. A
bunch of guys coming down with bandanas. What's up?
Hey, watch out. The water's so shallow.
When I picture your boat, it's like the Bassmaster's boat. Like, that's what you see. Guys
fishing.
Yeah,
it's kind of like that. Yeah, it's kind of like
that. Throw me a beer.
But it's not a bass boat. It's
a center console.
Yeah.
It is a fishing boat, Rob. It is a center console fishing boat. That's what
it is.
The boat is primarily designed for throwing some fishing rods on there and doing a little fish. But it's also a pleasure boat. You can put people on it.
He's envisioning like a shallow bass boat with a fighting chair in it. It's not like that at all.
No,
it's not,
I don't have that.
No, it's a nice boat for driving. You've got like... Don't you have like the seating up front? You have seating in front of the console. It's designed for like 6 or 7 people to go out and have themselves.
And it's beautiful, and it's got low hours on it. And I'll sell it to any listener right now for $600,000.
Only used it 10 times.
That's right,
if that.
Mm-hmm. 69 hours, believe it or not. I think I've got 69 hours.
You better put some Purell on that thing.
Fellas, am I right here? So anyway,
I spent more time on the highway.
Yeah, it has.
Yes.
And I can't do that again either.
Yeah, that did almost kill you and others.
Well, I can't. The boat's going to stay down here. There's no way I'm getting it back there. I can't pay a transport company, and I can't get the boat. I'm not going to trail the boat. Carla will not let me. What's
Rofo
that?
Rofo to drive. Remember last year it was like Rofo.
You know what? Carla said, why should I put Rofo's life in danger?
True.
Just for a hobby.
And it is, Mike. It's way too big to mail. It's got to stay in Florida.
Rofo, you wouldn't want to do that, would you?
Ah, the price is right. I'm all in.
Whoa. This is a hardworking man. This is what I love about Rofo.
Have you ever trailed a boat before?
Not a boat, but I've trailed a big, like when I'm moving, like a big, like 20-foot trailer, that kind of thing.
So you've trailed before?
Yeah. Can you touch your toes? Well, let's not go too far.
Rob, I'm looking for guidance. I'm looking directly at you now. I'm looking for guidance. What are you feeling here?
I'm feeling that this is not your best play.
This is disaster.
It is.
Now, please tell me, boys, why you think it's disaster.
Because if there's an accident.
Not that I'm leaning towards it, but if you know me, I'm cheap.
You can't blame Rofo.
That's right. And also, you know what? The insurance would not cover anything, including his broken bones. Because what would happen, it would be a horrible accident in which the boat came into his Toyota. He would stop short. And
he's
the boat-
not going to take his car. He wouldn't trail it with his car. He can't trail the boat with his Yaris or whatever. Venza.
It's
or
a
whatever.
Toyota Venza. It's a wagon. It's very nice, very comfortable.
Could it trail a boat?
There's 20s. Yeah, yeah, if it's under 3,500 pounds.
Yeah, yes, Mike, what does the boat weigh?
4,500 pounds.
That's very close.
Hey, there's a little bit of leeway in there. We can make it work.
Hey, there you go. He won't burn up his brakes.
No, you die. Yeah, I know. He'd be going down a big hill, smelling smoke, and going, "Why isn't this working?"
Yeah, there'd be
I don't understand.
Blue smoke pouring out from his wheel well. Look
Jesus
like
Christ! I think we're gonna die. Oh no!
No, Mike. Rofo,
I admire your courage and I admire your tenacity to want to do that, but I don't think Mrs. O'Mara and Rob, look into the insurance for me. Let's see whether the
Call
equipment
the
would be covered.
Mike, I think the password here might be a waiver. What we might need is a waiver. That might be the simplest thing. And also, pay him by check in advance, but post-date it. So he can only cash it if he makes it.
It's quite a dilemma.
You need to protect Rob.
I think the ultimate solution is really, you know, like so many boaters know, the happiest days when you buy your boat and the happiest days when you sell your boat. And I think that
in the
next couple of weeks, I'm
going to
rent. I'm going to rent a boat.
And also, you know what's so great is then you're not married to one boat. Sometimes you can get a beautiful yacht.
Well,
can you rent yachts?
No,
how does that work?
The boats they rent down here are those party boats, those pontoon boats.
Mike lives. He doesn't live in Naples. He lives in Fort Myers.
He can drive to Naples.
What to rent a boat in Naples? What is that? What you want me to do, Fingers? Do you want me to rent a boat in Naples? Is that what you want me to do? I'm not going to do that, for God's sake. There you go.
Here's Mike renting his pontoon boat.
There's a guy.
See what's good, Oscar. Larry,
I swear to God, I was going by and there was one of these pontoon rentals going by. And if this was a picture, Larry the Cable Guy, the weight.
Oh, handsome then.
And the only difference is he's not wearing the sleeveless shirt. He's wearing no shirt.
Nice.
Sitting on the chair. But you know what? Really? You get a bunch of pals on there? Looks like a pretty good time. Cooler full of beer? Why not?
See, Oscar, he will rent the pontoon boat, but he'll own his blender. That's where you save the money.
You can get electric on that thing?
Sure.
I bet you could. I bet with the real good ones you have. There's some that are pretty, they're double-decker ones.
Oh, I've seen these. But these pontoon are the ones I see on Lake Havasu with all the spring breakers.
Boo, Lake Havasu!
Yeah. Spring break.
Same deal?
Spring break. Yeah.
Just get yourself some pineapple, coconut milk.
This is like a lounging boat.
Off.
I'd get a boat like this. It'd be fun.
Oh, if he's going to have a boat like that, Mike, you can't have that boat.
Hey, Oscar Santana setting sail on the papaya. All right. Anyway, we'll take a break.
The SS Papaya.
The SS Papaya. Ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we will have Oscar Rossi direct from the deck of the SS Papaya.
Ahoy or something.
We'll be right back.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
There is a piece of audio that Oscar's got that has a, I believe it's a detective that has pulled over an Uber driver.
Okay, so you have an undercover New York City officer and you have an Uber driver that's approaching the car and realizes that this car is parking but it does not have their blinker on to parallel park. And this is what ensues right after the fact.
You understand me?
Yes,
I don't know what f-ing planet you think you're on right now.
I'm not planning, sir. I'm here.
Planning? I said planet.
I'm not.
Next time you do it again.
Okay.
You gonna let me f***ing finish? Stop interrupting me.
This guy's just a dick.
I like the analysis.
That's how I'm saying.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I can't tell you how many listeners come up to me and say, Ben, I'm dying to take a brief anonymous internet survey. Well, folks, you're in luck. Effective immediately. All you got to do is head over to MikeOMaraShow.com. Elizabeth, come on in here. Head over to MikeOmeraShow.com and click the survey banner right there on the page. It would help us out a lot, and you benefit too. If you can take a few minutes on our behalf, it will help us match up our show with the advertisers that fit TMOS and appeal to all of you. Just click the survey banner on our website and tell us the truth. Thanks for your support, partners. And now, back to the countdown. And Oscarazzi music at the same time. You're confusing me.
Yes, layering the sound.
We are limping to the finish line on a fabulous Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Good Friday. Hope everything's going well. And real quick, I wanted them to see you with your... I liked it when you had your beach hair where it was all up in a big bun. Lean in and say hi. This is my daughter, Elizabeth. Say hi again. She's leaving this weekend.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth.
Lean in the camera. There you go.
Well, you were at the pool.
You were at the pool. Say
hey,
hi, Elizabeth.
Nice to see ya.
You look lovely.
There she is.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Oh.
Smells like a Hawaiian tropic.
Right? Ah, that's the official smell of the SS Papaya.
Yes, that's it. We've named Oscar's boat. If Oscar gets a pontoon boat, it'll be known as the SS Papaya. And by the way, Oscar, Elizabeth would like to thank you for that incredibly generous offer you made when you were drunk.
Yeah.
If she had a 3.5.
I'm a man of my word.
Point.
Yeah.
Do you really, are you aware of this, Rob?
I don't want to make this public knowledge.
All right, well, then just pipe down. Because you won't be making it public knowledge.
All right, if he goes.
But I will say this: there's something creepy. Is that when she comes up and appears on the program, Oscar usually points and says, "See you this summer." And I think it has to do with the offer. But
it's the exchange. Yes.
Okay.
Well, the thing is, you think it's creepy. Everybody in my family thinks it's amazingly sweet, including my daughters.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah. They feel pretty good about it.
You take a ride on the papaya.
It's nice to be generous, Rob. You should try it sometime.
Any comeback? Come on now! Don't pause. Come on!
No, I'm sitting here.
I can't answer for you. Thank you very much.
Why don't you be generous with your English language? And you can say, are you sure what you offered?
Boo, too late.
Are you sure what you offered was what you meant? Because oftentimes you screw up your words.
I definitely gave them. They know what they're getting.
Yeah, they know what they're getting. Okay, it's a generous T.O. Oscar gift.
Yeah.
Study hard. Oscar.
If you study hard, you're rewarded, Mike. As it should be.
And those words on our lanai down here, T.O. Oscar, that's how it was put. Those words came out of my mouth, the wife of my wife's mouth. T.O. Oscar was actually
But what it actually was offered was, if you're generous, you'll be rewarded. It's amazing.
All right, let's get Oscarazzi. Take it away, Oscar.
All right, gentlemen. I'm not even going
to
do the I.
Oh, I think you're required of that.
Let's get right into this. Taylor Swift, back in action. And we talked about it last week, that there were rumors that she was with Calvin Harris,
right,
who was a Scottish DJ, DJ Deadmau5.
Not like a radio DJ.
No.
Oh, okay. So I thought immediately of, well, good morning to you. There we go. Oh, that's right. We're going to have a great show today on the Marilyn Zoo.
A battle of the sexes.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Here's the lettuce from Bruno Mars.
No. She finally stepped out on the town in public. And it looks like her and Calvin Harris are really a big deal now, as they're going out to dinners together publicly last night in West Hollywood. And this is a big deal, one, because we talked about the hit machine that she has every time she gets in a relationship, because she consequently breaks up just just probably months later.
Every breakup will yield 3 hit records.
Yes.
By the way, I got a 10-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 17-year-old down here in the house, and Taylor Swift in pretty good standing among all three of them, to be honest, she's a good
singer. For a 25-year-old, she's got the most hits. She's almost going to eclipse the record here on Billboard for being so young and having so many hits. Also, as far as the way that she portrays herself to the masses, you remember we talked about the albums and how she's standing up to these online streaming services. A lot of people think that she's doing everything she can to save this music industry.
I agree. She seems to be into that, yeah. But she's so fat.
No. Speaking of music, you guys, I know you love Broadway.
Yes.
Groundhog Day is coming to Broadway.
Boo.
Oh, come on.
Give us something original.
It is slated to arrive on Broadway in 2017. The creators of Matilda the Musical will be directing it. And it looks like it's got a lot of financial backing, so it's going to be pretty good, apparently.
So I guess, Rob, and not to get all queenie, because we're going to do the Sondheim thing again, but really to talk about Broadway... the retreads, the Disney cartoons, the pop culture comedies, the day of the musical as an art form for dramatic
gone.
License are gone, right?
I think it's gone.
It just doesn't happen anymore. You don't get a Evita. You don't get a Fiddler on the Roof. You don't get heavy duty stuff told in song, which I used to love that.
And
kind
even
of stuff.
Fiddler on the Roof and Evita, you know, they're based on stories that previously existed, but now right. they're taking stuff that there's no room for interpretation.
Well, Spider-Man's the best case, right?
Well, yeah, but everybody died.
Tarzan, yeah. that type of thing yeah. they had yeah. on that. And Mary Poppins is another one. I'd love to. Really, I think with musical theater, if you took a really, really heavy subject and
Miss Saigon.
It, I'd love it. Miss Saigon was a great example yeah. of the same thing.
And that's, you know
hey,
what was?
Hey, wait a minute. Welcome to the Queen Club.
Yeah, look at this.
Thank you. Know what was a clever use of it was Wicked going yeah. outside the story of the Wizard of Oz. Now, that's good.
Hairspray.
They're using,
but that's still fluff.
It is fluff. You're right. And,
right,
and Hairspray fluff. Is fluff, too.
Right. All right. I was just throwing things on you.
That's right.
Welcome to Broadway Corner.
Moving on here.
Yeah, he did it.
Texas trooper cited for a picture he took with Snoop Dogg at an Austin at the South by Southwest Festival.
I saw this picture.
Mike, if this is, by the way, a great picture, and you can look it up while you're there if you don't mind. The Austin State Trooper, the Texas State Trooper went out of his way, and he wrote on Instagram, me and my deputy dog with a picture of him and Snoop Dogg.
Deputy dog?
That's pretty funny.
That is.
He didn't realize that Snoop Dogg has a bunch of pending drug charges, and apparently the Texas State Troopers didn't like it that he had this picture on Instagram, so he's reprimanded by it.
Yeah.
The trooper's
was
lawyer...
Was it a bad picture or
no,
what?
No, he's not smoking weed with him.
He's just having his picture
it's
taken
with
a felon. It's
just Snoop in a hallway. It's ridiculously right? innocuous. Yeah. Come on.
His lawyer says that the trooper didn't know about the rapper's criminal record. Not likely. And the citation as a formal disciplinary action should be appealed. Now,
I totally agree. Look, the fact is,
let him take the
Snoop
picture.
Snoop did pay his dues, went to jail, right? I mean, that's what he's doing. Smokes his marijuana legally out in California. At least that's what I understand.
He has glaucoma, Mike.
Well, I think I'll just stop right
so we'll
there.
Find out how that goes. A couple quick ones. Yeah. Netflix announced today that they have a new season of House of Cards coming out in 2016.
Cool.
I thought that was a foregone conclusion, but apparently they didn't have that deal wrapped up. They just
really?
Announced that.
You know, I'm only like a third of the way through that season. I got to dive in.
Oh, you lucky dog.
Oh, by the way, I just figured it out. Oscar always yells at me when we have degradation in our signal down here because I have Apple TV hooked up.
Right.
We had it hooked up last night.
Was it unhooked, I imagine?
It is not unhooked. Sorry. That's probably why we've had some issues. Yeah.
Considering that, you've done very well.
Thank you very much, Rob. I appreciate that. Thank you.
James Corden, has anybody jumped on his bandwagon yet?
I peek in once or twice a week, and he just still looks like he doesn't belong there.
The new host of The Late Late Show had a unsuspecting show this past week where he invaded someone's house. He went from door to door.
Mike, he had an unsuspecting show. I'm sorry. He had a unsuspecting show.
You know what I mean.
Do I?
He showed up at a viewer's house, and he had Beck perform in their house, and he also had Jeff Goldblum on the program. They did the entire show from this listener's house, or this viewer's house.
I will stay in the den. That's really. This is the campy idea.
Sounds a little gimmicky crazy. For week
What's
two.
What's also fun, though, is they had a 12-foot python because they had an animal specialist or a wrangler on there.
But Jimmy Fallon had mom dancing. Jimmy Fallon had mom dancing with Michelle Obama. Mom dancing. Cute Jimmy Fallon was so cute, dressed as a mom. It was so cute with his long hair. Douche.
Yeah, he's pretty.
Sorry, I'm getting more. You know what? My kids all love Jimmy Fallon. Oscar loves Jimmy Fallon. I should be more loving. I really should, but it always pisses me off.
Have to do
His viral videos are always, what's the stunt of the day? The Will Ferrell of late night is Jimmy Fallon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
You'll be okay when the next time you run your boat aground and Jimmy Fallon comes by in a jet ski and a wig and he pulls you out of the mud.
Spring bride.
Hashtag Tommy House was trending nationally on Twitter. There you go, gentlemen.
Thank you very
That's
much.
That's Oscar Otzi
today.
That's
Oscar Otzi. Thank you, Oscar. We will take a break and we will come back, ladies and gentlemen. I love this song. I truly do. It's one of my all-time favorites. The Audio Ball with Rob Spiegel. 93 KYS, Michael Mary Show.
Like the legend of the
I walked it. I walked on it. I walked on it.
And you had it.
Out of the game.
You had it, baby.
Can you start it again, please?
I will. Okay. See, Mike, you like any song written by Paul Williams. That's your deal.
93 KYS, Mike O'Meara's show for a Friday and a good one at that. Here's your Easter weekend forecast. Eggs, lots of them everywhere, on the ground, in the sky, in the knots of trees. Hope you enjoy Daft Punk. The Legend of
the Beast. No, I didn't. Come on.
Give me one more try. Right.
One more.
Program director wants to see you after your shift, Mike.
A little less eggs.
I want to remind everybody that Christy of KYS and the KYS team is going to be broadcasting live on the SS Papaya. Join Oscar Santana all afternoon to kick off your Easter weekend. Should be a good time. Everybody gets free nachos and an autograph.
Like the Legend of the Beast.
Very
did I close it again?
Very near.
One more time, please.
No. This is Groundhog Day.
This is good. I think it's going to be fine. Ready? In 3, 2.
93 KYS, cutting into Rob's audio vault time. This is Mike O'Mara saying I hope you have a fabulous Easter weekend. Pony will be down at the vape store handing out free samples. And if you'd like to get your nicotine on, great Easter weekend to do it. See Pony from Mike O'Mara and WKYS.
The Legend of the Phoenix.
Did I do it?
No.
Well, see, you know what it is? I'm hearing that. That was perfect down here. So I have to be early, correct?
Right. By like a quarter of a second.
One more time. I'll do it.
It's the Apple TV's fault, to be fair to you.
It's the Apple TV.
It is. Yeah, yes. All right. 93 KYS.
Easter Bunny with you on a fabulous Easter weekend. How's everybody doing? Rob Spiewak saying to himself he doesn't want to hear Mike do this again because he's prepared a Friday audio vault. So I'll get to it. 93 WKYS.
Like the legend.
Yeah! Pow, baby!
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hey, I'm Gary Stein.
On the next episode of our show, it's Gary's wife, jazz singer Sarah Partridge, will be here.
I didn't know that.
Yes, I booked her.
Okay, good.
She's got a brand new CD. We'll talk to Sarah. We'll hear some of the music. And in fact, the whole show is going to be about music.
I can't wait for us to do that.
I might play harmonica again.
No, I won't be here.
That's right. You can hear it at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Sarah Partridge Stein.
Yes.
Noted by the singer. Bonus shows, here's Rob with the audio vault. Let's open it up because I don't want to waste any time for you, Rob Spiewak. Are you ready with it?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. Hold on just a second. I got it.
Thank you.
Open it up for today. Go ahead.
Sondheim.
April means Stephen Sondheim.
Welcome to the theater, the magic, to the fun.
It's Sondheim on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, and today we go back to 1970, and when it opened at the Alvin Theater, it took Broadway by storm. Let's hear one of the best songs from Company, Mike. Here's Side by Side by Side, as performed by Steve Lawrence and Edie Cordray.
Oh, we ain't got a barrel of money. Maybe we're ragged and funny,
but we'll travel along singing a song side by side.
Yeah, baby.
You know it'd be great, Mike, if they did a revival of Company that had an explosion in it.
Maybe struggle and suffer. Hold on a second.
But
I like it.
We'll travel the road sharing our load side by side.
Oh!
That was a fart and an explosion. Thank you very much.
Did the fart come from Edie Gourmet?
Yes, it did. Never Steve.
Never Steve.
Only Edie. God
Steve
rest
has
her
never
soul.
A lot of people don't know that. Steve Lawrence has never farted.
Never farted
ever
in his life.
Ever. That's why his cheeks bulge out. Speaking of great singers, Mike, Frank Sinatra, there is a very anticipated documentary coming up on HBO, actually put together by the same guy that did the Scientology documentary. It's a 2-part, 4-hour total Frank Sinatra doc, premieres on Sunday night and finishes on Monday night. And because of that, they're interviewing his increasingly old-looking kids. And they asked Nancy Sinatra about the fact that maybe Frank was Ronan Farrow's dad. Remember,
ooh,
that was
yeah,
a big
yeah,
deal?
Yeah, yeah.
And
how about that guy busting, too, huh? Wasn't he supposed to be the next big thing because he was so brilliant?
Oh, yeah.
And he just, I mean, talk about a nosedive. Crash and burn on MSNBC.
Mia Farrow said it could be. It could be Frank's kid. Here's what Nancy Sinatra had to say about that.
Oh, nonsense. He would just laugh it off, and you know, we didn't laugh it off because it was affecting my kids. You know, they were being questioned about it, and we all knew it was nonsense. And I was kind of cranky with Mia for even saying possibly. I think the word she used is when somebody said, "Is that Frank's son?" Possibly. I was cranky with her for saying that. She knew better, but she was making a joke. And it was taken very seriously and was just silly, stupid.
And immediately after that interview, Nancy Sinatra came out of the crypt and jumped into a freshly dug hole.
Oh, God. I don't know. I mean, he sure, when you
there's
when
a
you
resemblance.
Do, the resemblance is there, and who knows? He sure doesn't look like Woody Allen.
No, but you know what? He does look a little like Mia Farrow.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
the weird does. Thing. And you know
yeah,
what? And
absolutely.
There's, I've always thought that there is a certain segment of the population that is so into themselves, they're attracted to people that look like them. And
right.
Case in point, Valerie Bertinelli and Eddie Van Halen. There was a time when
yeah,
they were married
right.
and they looked alike. So
really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Looked
that's
like in 1984.
That amount of time was like 15 minutes before Eddie, you know, started to have his face fall off his
Well, stall. He sneezed and lost two teeth. That was
exactly.
the problem.
Yeah.
You mentioned this earlier, Mike, about the Price is Right model, Manuela, who accidentally, during five price tags, just for no apparent reason, revealed the price of the car.
The winner.
Yeah, so she essentially gave this lady a car, and because of this, she moved on to the showcase and would win, I think, two cars and a motorcycle.
Oh, my God.
But here's all the yeah. stuff
Huge
going
mistake.
Down.
Which one is it? $19,849. Go ahead, Manuela. Boom. No.
And then she immediately pulls the next price
yeah.
up.
Just reveals the one that says, winner.
Winner. Hey, congratulations, Manuela. Just gave you a car.
Drew Carey handled it beautifully.
Yeah,
Drew
he really
Carey
did.
Handled
you know
it
what?
Beautifully.
Hosting a game show has always been a dream job of mine, and that's a tough situation to play out of.
Yep,
the sound
absolutely.
Guy was there, and he handled it well, and he actually said that, you know what? These things happen. He stands behind her.
Yeah.
The fact that she did, but it was so
and
funny.
And she played it, and look at the viral video. I mean, they got this thing. That's the more exposure
People
than
are
the Price
talking
is right.
about the Price is Right.
Absolutely. 100%.
Right after she did it and realized what she did, she stood behind the rack that had
it was hysterical. It was so real, and yeah. that's why it's viral, because it was such a real moment.
Micah, you're a voice guy. I want you to try and name this voice. I didn't even know this existed. In 1983, what is currently known as NPR did a radio version of Star Wars, the entire trilogy. And this is, they got the right guy to play Luke Skywalker. They got Mark Hamill. They got the original voice for R2-D2. But someone else, when they did this 1983 adaptation of Empire Strikes Back, did the voice of Yoda. See if you can figure out who did the voice of Yoda.
I don't know. I feel like...
Feel like what, stranger?
Like we're being watched.
Oh, don't shoot! Away put your blaster! Only my walking stick have I. No harm to you or the droid I mean.
It's a decent impression of Yoda, but it's someone you know. Not know,
I know.
But someone
I know. I knew
you know
it
of.
Immediately when I heard it. I
Who
know,
is
I
it?
Because I am a voice actor. It's Betty White.
It is Betty White. Very good. No, Mike, it's actually John Lithgow.
Really?
Ah. John Lithgow doing Yoda.
So sneaking up on somebody is a good way to get yourself roasted, little friend.
Merely curious am I. I am wondering, why are you here? Please slay me not.
But you know, as
you know, I can I hear that, and all I'm saying in my mind is,
call me, they should have.
I'm waiting for Yoda to say, why settle when you can select?
Why settle when you can select?
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why
yes.
I pulled that piece of tape.
Buddy, get us out of here. Thank
you
very
Mike.
Much. All right, that's it. We got to get out of here, everybody. Don't forget, have a fabulous Easter weekend, and be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MichaelMaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with us, send a letter or package to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177.
Why settle?
Why settle when you can select?
Crappy Yoda it was.
To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, email
Rob with two B's at MichaelMaraShow.com. Or .com O'Mara Rob Show, Mike.
The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. Happy Easter, everybody. Have a great weekend. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Wait, don't go. I need to tell you that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is perfect for all your online shopping needs. Shop the best way. Shop Amazon. And please go through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.